That's this next week's session. Start it with that, because you don't let her waste time with how was your week and all that. Start the session with Carlita. I have issues. I need help. And I need you to tell me why I do this.
Jhené.
Ryan.
Rocko season.
BBL Drizzy.
What?
BBL Drizzy.
Okay, please, no. Please. God, Lord.
BBL Drizzy.
Oh, my Lord. No, BBL no. Drizzy. This has got to be, this is even worse than episode 99. What's going on?
When I tell you, I catch myself saying that at the most random times to myself. That is a hit. I don't care what anybody says. That is a hit. I don't, every remake, everybody that hops on it, I don't care how corny they are. I live. Do you understand me?
That man.
BBL Drizzy.
That man put batteries in a lot of people's backs, and they are coming for him in all sorts of ways. It's crazy.
We're literally living in a time where we've literally just experienced the first disbeat. I've never in my life.
It's like, will it be called that? I don't know, but this is what people
are calling it. That is a disbeat.
A disbeat.
That is a disbeat, uh-huh. Because... I have watched so many people. I've seen a nun dancing to it.
I did see that, yes.
I've seen people rap dissing Drake in Japanese, Chinese, Korean. I've seen people with guitars and saxophones.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold you. The guitar solo, fire. It was fire.
Like
Masego. It was
so
Masego
many.
On the. It was Masego yeah, on the yeah, sax. Yeah. Yeah, so good. So good.
Like. That is a diss beat. That is a diss beat. I don't care what anyone says. That is a diss beat. That's the first time you've ever seen an actual diss beat happen.
Right.
Especially because somebody told somebody. Like, we're going to talk about Drake and Kendrick a little bit more later in the show. Because
I was like, you're just coming in just, hot today. You're coming in hot today. But
because the fact of the matter is that man told Metro to go get on some drums, go make some beats with some drums.
Right.
And this is what Metro came up with. A certified banger.
Banger.
Because the reality is, you can play that in any club right now, and people are going,
they're going
to
up.
You know what I mean?
Producers are having a moment this week. Producers are having a moment.
Like, wow. I'm having a moment, but we'll get into that later. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Jhené.
Happy 100th episode.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at you. You didn't even tell me you was getting the wine glass. I mean, that's a wine glass. That's
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I have a plastic cup from Target. It'll have to suffice. Cheers to you, ma'am.
Cheers. Cheers.
As I take a sip. Done told y'all already, if y'all not watching the YouTube.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing? But thank you anyway.
What are you doing?
And while you're on the audio platforms, please give us 5 stars. Thank you. 100, Jhené. 100.
I don't even know how we got here. I mean, I know how we got here, but like, how did we get
with
here?
Hard work, sweat, tears, maybe. Did we have tears? Did we have blood?
We've had tears.
I have blood. I have a little bandage.
There's definitely.
You see this bandage right here? I bought this specifically because it was supposed to match Black people's skin tone. Don't necessarily match mine, but it's better. It's better than
that nude, that universal nude. I have the same band-aids and they don't match me either. So it's okay. But I'll be proud as hell with my dark brown wrapped around my finger.
Yeah. But definitely blood, definitely sweat. Mm-hmm. And I think we had some emotional times. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how many times Ryan and I have discussed possibly just not doing this anymore.
It's just hard work. Like, it is hard work, Jhené. And what we like to do.
Are we going to? And then what ends up happening every time without fail, one of you or a new listener will hit one of us up like, I just found y'all. And oh my God, like.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, fine. Okay, it's working.
Especially when, because I think a lot of people start this with the hopes that, you know, all their best friends will be, you know, loving what they're doing and sharing with all of their people. And then it'll just be a barrage of people just listening.
Right.
I mean, and I guess in the beginning it starts that way, but people got things to do. And I understand. And
yeah.
So, but like, growing this thing from nothing to something that people that we know and don't know, especially people we don't know, are hitting us up, telling us how it has changed their, you know, week or their mood or whatever it was.
Right, like,
it's
right,
amazing.
Right.
It's amazing. It's not easy work. A lot of people stop because they get discouraged because the numbers don't do what you think it's going to do from week to week or whatever reason. But like, yeah, it's not hard work. It's really, I mean, it's not easy work. It's hard work. It's not easy work. It's hard work. And I don't think I would want to do this with anybody else. Like you're like definitely the friend that's like the motivator sometimes when I'm down and vice versa. And you know,
definitely
we're doing the thing and we're funny. Yeah. I don't care what y'all say. We're funny. So
listen, at the very minimum, Ryan and I each other up and that's all that matters. We laugh so much that sometimes I'm like, I don't know if other people are going to get this, but we got this. Yeah. And that's all, that's literally all that matters.
That's true.
And to your point too, it's like, you're right. Like you start this, a lot of people who start things like podcasts have a following, right? Mm-hmm. Like when people do drops, they're already in like the space somehow. Yeah. There's some sort of personality. And you and I tell you this all the time, like we've literally started this and we're still not like personalities, but we aren't people who are, we're not up there with like the social media influencers who start podcasts and they
I don't care to be.
But and go ahead. Yeah. Like I wanna be one of the greatest things people ever tell me when like they find the podcast and they talk about like why they like us is the fact that we're normal. Do you know what I mean? Like, and they can see themselves like as a part of our friend group.
Right.
And that to me is like the,
yeah.
When you tell me that, I'm like,
I mean, that's what we started it as, right? Like it's just two friends talking and then y'all basically eavesdropping on our conversation.
Basically.
And so for those, like for you, for those that like, you know, decide that they want to interject in the conversation, y'all are definitely friends. Yeah, no, friends of the show and you know, friends of
friends
us.
Of the
you
show.
Know, so like, yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
And shout out to y'all for definitely rocking with us because the funniest thing for us too is there are episodes when Ryan and I finish where we're just kind of like, yeah, I don't know about that one.
That was and pretty then, trash.
We'll be like, that was awful. And then like, we'll drop it and then somebody will hit one of us up or a couple of people will hit one of us up, both of us up and be like, yo, I have not stopped laughing or that was like the best thing ever. And then we're like, okay.
All right. Because
that was God terrible to us, but thank you for making us feel like we actually did something.
Right, right.
So shout out to you for rocking with us. New listeners, old listeners, our day one listeners who have been with us through the trenches.
You know what's so ghetto? I might have to edit this or whatever, but somebody's at my door. Stand by. Boy, here we go. Sorry.
I mean, would it be an episode of Virgo season if we weren't interrupted somehow? If it's not somebody at your door, it's Cash yelling at me.
On par. I mean, this is what they come back every week for. It looks like we're in the same place, but we're not.
We're not.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
So, you know.
But yeah, thank you to everybody that's been rocking with us. Those who've been rocking with us from day one, our new listeners, our people that have happened to find us along the way and have stuck around thus far.
Yeah.
We're 100 episodes in. Hopefully we make it to 1,000 more. And yeah. And Ryan, shout out to you because let me tell you something. If I was doing this by myself, the ghetto-ness that this podcast or whatever this would be for me would be, you are literally my rock when it comes to this. And I don't think that I could do this with anyone else. Like, we've always been friends, but I love the trajectory that our friendship is going on now.
Leaps and
with
bounds.
The podcast.
Leaps and bounds.
Leaps and bounds. And, you know, like, even when I've gone through, like, when I had to put my dog down and my aunt died, like, you were literally, like, just there.
Rough time.
In a way that I needed versus being, like, you know, people can be weird when you go through a loss and you weren't. So shout out to you for being the best co-host, bar none. Anybody say.
And same to you. I got lots going on and I'm constantly venting to you. Another thing, we both go to therapy, which is the saving grace for this show because we be digging ourselves deep in trenches and the other person be pulling the other one out. So
Definitely.
I'm very grateful for you and what we've accomplished. And I know this is a sappy session, but y'all are here for it. I don't care. It is what it is. I gotta give flowers to my friend. You know?
It's 100 episodes, guys. Yes. Like, yes. Like, clap it up for us if you're watching, listening. Go leave us a message on someplace. Wherever you follow us, go leave us a message saying congratulations, guys. Please. Because
and if you don't,
it's 100 episodes.
If you don't do that, just get somebody else to watch it and subscribe them to the YouTube channel and all the other places as well.
I am excited.
I don't know where we're going. I wanted to do this big, gigantic thing. I see you got your crown on. That's another
only
story.
For the beginning, because
we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out why you got this crown on, because it's only Billionaire Boys Club over here. But like, you know, we making things work. I wanted
just
it to
queen shit over here.
I just wanted it That's to be. Cool. I wanted to like do this big extravagant thing, but that doesn't necessarily reflect who we are really. And just a genuine conversation is good for me. So let's get into it. I know you got lots to get into. So enough of all of the sappy stuff.
All right. So
wait. Okay. Nope. Sorry.
Yes.
Last week you wanted to cuss me out. How are you, Janae? Yes. How are you this week?
Oh my God. I'm great. Life is lifing. Mother Nature has abandoned us once again. It's cold. I don't know why. And
it's not cold.
You know, I'm here, Ryan.
It's not cold.
Okay? I had to put my heater on for my poor dog because he was in here shivering.
Because he's 4 pounds, but it's just rainy outside. It's not cold.
It's cold.
It's not cold.
I'm not going outside today for my workout. How are you, Ryan?
I'm not good. Wow. Allergies kicking my behind. Oh, like allergies.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to hit you up at a specific time. I was getting ready to send on the messages, and the sneezing that I was doing today, it got a hold of me. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I sneeze for like 3 hours every morning.
Oh my God.
Like I wake up and I'm on the bus, and we're in this post-COVID world where you sneeze or cough more than once, everybody's side-eyeing. Mm. You're allowed to clear your throat and you're allowed to have something tickle your nostril once.
Facts.
Second time, they might as well put you in a hazmat suit and ship you off to Mars, because everybody's looking at you.
Right.
Like you about to, like your patient, what is it?
Zero.
Patient zero?
Yeah.
I'm not. I just have allergies, folks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
Yeah. And I started out this season being like, oh, maybe it's the 40 pounds I lost. Maybe like, cause it's not. You know, I had to throw that in there. But I was like, I was like, maybe it's that, because I'm not feeling nothing. And the universe, God, source, whatever y'all want to call it, was like, oh, yeah, bitch. Oh, yeah. Watch what I do.
That is actually a good segue. So I have my typical Reddit nonsense.
Oh, boy.
Before we get to but this isn't like scary stories or anything like that. This is more like fun facts that you may not know.
Okay.
But before we get into that, because that's a great segue into something that's personal for me and that I'm probably going to need help with, because so we've talked about this person before, my lovely, beautiful friend, Kathleen.
Oh, who you call bad bitch?
Yes. My bad bitch friend, Kathleen, who's actually low key evil.
Oh boy.
Why is Kathleen
evil? Oh boy.
So if you haven't been following me on social, which is fine, but you should, I've been doing something called 75 Fly.
Because she's a one-name bandit over here.
I'm a one-name bandit.
She's akin with, like, you know, Beyonce and these type of people. So, you know.
But you know what's funny? That's actually transcended into my personal life, because at my job on certain things, like when they ship things, they don't even put my last name. They just put my first name.
You are literally the only Janae on the face of the planet. So,
and like, how dope is that? Like, but anyway, so she's been very supportive, been a great friend for me in this whole 75 Fly, because she's a bad bitch who's into fitness. Mm-hmm. But then this heifer decides
she
wants to challenge me. I tell her this in my text messages. She's a heifer.
Okay.
Do you want to know what this heifer challenged me to do?
Oh boy. What?
I have to go on a date by the end of July.
Yes, Kathleen.
Or run a 5K.
Oh, this is This is the best thing I ever heard. This is the best gift for 100 episodes. This is awesome.
And
this is great.
I am appalled.
This is awesome.
Because I don't run.
Did you get your license yet, though? Like, no. Did you get your license yet? That's another question.
No. What? What is happening?
Because, like, you done told us. Right, you done told us months ago. You try to throw it in my face that you got your permit.
I did, and I was driving.
You were driving.
And I was driving, and it's coming. Honestly, real talk, something happened that I had to take care of that kind of threw a monkey wrench into my whole signing up for driving classes. But I should be signed up by the end of the month, God's will.
Okay.
So, anyway, back to my original.
Go ahead.
Dilemma before Ryan rudely interrupted me with his nonsense.
My bad.
So I'm asking her, like, can I walk this 5K? And she's like, no, you have to run. It can be a jog, but it has to include running.
Has to be a trot, something. You can't just walk.
Which is utter nonsense because I'm a walker. Okay. That song goes, she's a runner, she's a track star. That's not me.
Made just for you, that song.
I am not a runner and I am not a track star. With that being said, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to go about getting a date by the end of July.
I could probably think of a few people, but, like, you know, it's just a matter of you actually being open to it and not coming with your nonsense. That's the thing.
Wait a minute. What's my nonsense here?
I need him to be a certain height. I need him to meet me on a whole bunch of levels. I need him to take me to a restaurant that you know, I could buy for myself, and, you know, all sorts of things. You got lots of, like, things, you know. So
first of all,
if you are a listener and a watcher for these past 100 episodes, any one of these 100 episodes, actually, you understand the standards of this lady. She came on this with a crown today. So I'm just saying.
And I said it was gonna come off because it keeps moving, but it's staying on the whole episode. It may last.
Don't lie to the people.
I don't know. Oh my goodness! Like, it's just perched.
Anyway,
I love it. Yes, anyway,
don't come with your nonsense.
It's a date. It's not nonsense. Essentially, she just wants me to get back out there because she says I'm stalling.
Yes,
I'm not stalling.
You are.
I just have standards.
Uh huh.
I didn't ask you for your opinion. Thank you very much. Okay, thanks.
Me, Cash, and Kathleen, we all know that you're full of it, so we're going to be on your neck. We're going to be on your neck. Let's do this thing.
So anyway, I don't know if I should ask you guys to help me.
Oh, yes, please. At Jaday.
Send us.
At O Black Ryan. That's O-H Black Ryan. Or at Virgo
Season
Show.
Or send us an email. I need a photo. I need some details. When I say taller than me, fine. He may not have to be like 6'3", but I'm only 5'4". If you send somebody to me that is 5'4", 5'5", below, 5'6", below, I'm not dating them. I'm not. I don't want to look like I'm out with my twin brother. Okay? What else?
What else?
Yes. I'm open to... She doesn't have to just be black.
Mm.
If you know me, you know that's me saying a lot because typically I don't even go that route, but I had to go on a date. Funny, because if he's funny, I can overlook a lot of things.
Oh my God. Of this laundry list of things, if I can find someone that is three of those things, you'll go on this date with this person.
Yeah, why not?
And actually give this person a chance.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a date.
How much does this date need to cost? How much does this date need to cost?
Oh, great question. No.
Because they're going to ask me, how much does this date need to cost?
No, I'm flexible. It's a date. It's a first time date. It's a blind date, per se, almost.
A blind date. Oh, so you don't need to see a picture. That's what we're saying.
No,
oh,
I
she said it. You heard it here first.
No, when I said blind date, I just meant someone that I don't necessarily know. No, because if I pull up to the restaurant or wherever and, you know, it's not what I'm expecting, I'm not going in.
Look at my face. Jaday, if I invite somebody to this date, you giving them the date.
I mean, if it's you, yes.
I'll
give them the date.
Not walking out.
If it's you, yes, I will give them the date. Uh-huh. But I'm flexible in terms of the date cost. I'm not a coffee girl. I'm not doing a coffee date.
Tea.
I mean, if you find a cute tea house, yeah. Oh. I'm not opposed to that.
Okay.
But you know, I'm just not I'm not going to Applebee's.
Okay. Fridays.
No.
Cheesecake Absolutely Factory. Not. We could do that. We like Cheesecake
Factory. I could do the Cheesecake Factory. We like Cheesecake Factory. Factory. I could do a good dessert at the Cheesecake Factory. Okay.
All right. All right. We're gonna pull this thing together. And if I can't pull this together, I'm expecting your submissions, people, at Virgo Season Show and at O Black Ryan. Forget I said that she has a handle because you're not sending it straight to her. Send it to me or you send it to Virgo Season Show. I will consult with Kathleen. Kathleen, you have my handle and all of that stuff. Let's make this thing work.
Honestly, let's make this work because I really don't want to have to run a 5K. Mm. I truly don't have to. I truly do not want to have to run a 5K. And she's dead serious. Like, I've asked her. She was like, I could have told you you'd have to pay me $300 and you'd just be like,
here. Exactly.
Do I need to give you a challenge?
She knows.
First of all, I'm tired of y'all thinking that y'all know me. Okay? Get out my
Rich Auntie would have been like, business. Oh, that's easy. I'm going to send it to you right now. What is your Cash App?
I'm appalled. Because the last person that looked at me on a dating app literally looked like a clown. Mm. And I'm not really trying to be a part of the circus. So
somebody has to perform in the circus. We can't all just be spectators.
Yeah, but I'm a spectator.
I'm just saying.
My goal would be to own the circus.
Hence why she didn't make it $300 because, you know.
Anyway, how about that way to start off this episode?
That I was not expecting. And I am super, super hyped about that. So let's see. Can't wait to see it. Summertime is upon us.
Every week. Just so y'all know, y'all getting a reminder at least every other week. Because if I run this 5K marathon because none of y'all can find somebody to take me on a date.
She said you need to go on a date. That means that you're also employed in this search as well. Like, what do you mean? Like,
I am. I'm on the apps. I'm going outside. I'm going to Target tomorrow. I've been to Lowe's. Oh. Every time I go to Lowe's, it's nothing but a bunch of married men.
I'm just trying to understand. Really... You going to find somebody that works at Lowe's? You?
Not works at Lowe's. Another customer.
A customer. Okay. All right.
Who's good with his hands. Uh-huh. So when I tell him I need to remodel my kitchen, he can remodel
That's not what we were thinking. Good with his hands means something different. Okay, Jade?
I mean, that too, but more so for him to rejigger my kitchen and all that other fun stuff.
My God.
Now that I've gotten that out the way.
Okay.
Don't come at me July 4th either. Like, Jay, because I need to at least talk to this person for like 2 weeks before we go on it.
You're going on a blind date. You're going on a blind date. You're going on a blind date at this point. Yes. You're just going to show up. Put on your beautiful clothes and just show up, girl. Show up. What is wrong with you? God, God, where else can I add a loophole? What is wrong with this girl? Damn it.
You know what's funny is after I said it, I was like, damn, I really do have.
Carlita, what's going on with you, Carlita? Like, because Carlita's her therapist, by the way. Get it together, please. That's this next week's session. Start it with that because you don't let her waste time with how was your week and all that. Start the session with Carlita. I have issues. I need help. And I need you to tell me why I do this.
My dad was just like, yo, I really just said something. Like, I just keep adding. But whatever. I mean what I say, but I don't. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I got tears in my eyes. All right. Back to our usual nonsense.
Yeah.
I like finding fun facts on Reddit.
Okay.
And so I found a couple that interest me and I think interest y'all. So we're just going to start with those.
Yes. Get into it.
Woodpeckers' tongues wrap around their skulls to prevent them from getting concussions.
Wow.
Right?
Huh. Because the force of the pecking?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right?
Interesting. Okay.
So dogs use a completely different part of their brain when it comes to smell. 40% of the brain goes entirely to their sense of smell. They have a completely different organ that is designed purely to take in the smell separately from the oxygen they breathe, unlike us who process it together. This is why they have like dogs who can smell cancer. Like if you have like a mole and it's cancerous.
Wow. Yeah.
So it says, so put it into perspective, we can taste a teaspoon of sugar in our coffee. They could smell a teaspoon of sugar inside two Olympic sized swimming pools.
Dogs. Amazing.
Sharks are older than the North Star.
Huh. I'll need to fact check that because I don't know, but I'm gonna fact check that.
I'm gonna assume when they say that, probably before the North Star was actually discovered.
Discovered makes more sense because
that's gonna be my assumption.
Because the story they told y'all in the Bible can't really rock with that because, you know, dinosaurs, they existed. So, I mean, let's say humans are dumb and they just found the North Star and what sharks were around before that. And that makes more sense. That's good. I like that.
That's what I'm assuming.
Okay.
Apparently, frogs swallow with their eyes. Like when they blink, it helps them to ingest what they have.
That makes sense because I think I've seen a frog ingest something and yeah, it looked like something was going on with them eyes. So yeah, that makes sense.
I have a couple more.
Okay.
Scientists don't know how anesthesia works. It just does. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that's like a lot of medicine. A lot of things just kind of came up by happenstance. And so, you know.
That's wild to me. Cannibalism is legal in 49 states. You can purchase parts through research. People donate their bodies to research and the researchers buy them. And after that, you can eat it. You can't mutilate a corpse or murder someone to get the meat. But as long as you purchase it legally, you can eat foot meat tacos right in front of the cops and they can't do anything about it.
Today. What the hell is this? Oh, no. And now we're supposed to share this. I might cut this right out the episode. What are we talking about?
Do you remember Dr. Ruth, the sex doctor?
Yes.
She was a trained sniper in the Israeli military.
She's lived a life. So I guess I could see that. Yeah, sure. Sure.
And apparently I have two more.
Uh-huh.
Fathers, apparently, allegedly, fathers can breastfeed. No meds or other intervention needed. In times of stress, mostly after the death of the mother in childbirth, fathers have attempted to breastfeed and boom, start producing viable milk. It's been documented a non-trivial amount of time.
Jade, where? Where was it documented? In what publication?
We're going to have to look it up.
What publication?
We're going to have to look it up, but apparently...
It's getting worse, sir.
I'll be like, sir, I'm not doing that. You do it.
What are you talking about? No way. No way.
And then last but not least, pigeons are monogamous. They mate for life and can live up to the age of 20, which, by the way, pigeons get a bad rap. Do you know they used to be pets until humans decided we no longer wanted them?
They're still pets. I think Mike Tyson used to train pigeons if he doesn't still do
so.
He
still does.
I am an avid bird watcher in my old age, you know, so I have been paying attention. Pigeons actually fly really well, even though they are very lazy. They can navigate really well. And that's another fun fact about them. But in my bird watching, you watch them and they do a lot. Like they know how to court more than, you know, people of today. Like they actually, they be courting, they be kissing, they be doing all the things. So I could see that.
I say that to say, even though it's one of the songs that I love, the song No Pigeons has completely been negated because you technically want a pigeon. That's what I'm saying. TLC said
touche.
No scrubs.
Touche.
And they came out touche. And said no pigeons, but no, sir, you actually might want a pigeon because they're monogamous.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. All right.
As promised, because we've put this off for 2 weeks now, and I said last week we're going to start with this.
Yeah.
And you had actually were the one who was given this topic for us to discuss.
Yes.
There's a new movement. I have to sneeze now.
You see what I'm saying? You might as well start this whole damn episode over. I'm here sniffling, wiping my nose, all sorts of stuff.
It's like my nostrils over here tickling. And I'm trying not to. The 4B movement, which has subsequently also led to something called the 5B movement. Mm. So the 4B movement was something that actually started in South Korea as a feminist initiative where women chose to boycott marriage, childbirth, dating men, and heterosexual sexual relationships as a protest against misogyny and gender inequalities in South Korea. And so basically, because of how women are treated in South Korea, they've just decided that, fuck it, we're not even going, we balling, just not with y'all. Somehow, women on the Western side have found out about this and have also said that they are now going to be involved in the 4B movement, where they're no longer going to get married, have children, have sex with men, whatever, whatever.
Wow.
Because of the fact that, you know, for lack of a better word, men are trash. That's what they say. I'm not saying that. That's what they say.
So, like you said, somebody gave me this topic. And so I was like, huh, let's see what our resident hater over there thinks. And so
I'm not mad at it.
But like, it's not necessarily all the women. The internet really does a good job of like amplifying lots of things. There's a certain group of women that are doing this in South Korea. And then there's also a certain group of women that are doing this out here. But when things like this catch on and start to go viral, it makes it seem like it's huge.
Everybody.
When it's really not. There's no way. There's no way. We are biologically put on this earth to find ways to procreate. However that happens is going to happen. But you could tell every woman or every person with a vagina to stop having sex with people with penises. Some might take that advice. A good majority of those people will not. So that's just evolution. That's just how it goes.
I mean, honestly, this movement, I think, is in response to the passport bros and that whole movement of men who say they're going overseas in order to court women who they think are less demanding than American women.
Right.
Only for them to go overseas and either end up robbed, murdered, or stranded on in a country where like they've now been set up.
Right.
I'm not opposed to it if that's what you feel like you need to do.
Right.
My reality is that instead of, I say this all the time, everybody needs to start going after the people that are your type.
No.
If you are a man,
Not are your type. Go after people that are good for you, I think. I don't, because your type is not, it might not be people that are good for you. I don't know about that.
But when I say that, so my example is, have you ever heard of the girl Pearl? She's this white girl who is big on socials, who's like anti-feminist, and she says a lot of like off the wall things like women shouldn't vote. Rape isn't really a thing. Like she's just very, she's what some of these red pill men, like she says a lot of what these red pill men want to hear.
Wow,
right?
Wow.
But in the same breath, Pearl is single. So when I say go after what you're attracted to, that's what I mean. You want a Pearl, and Pearl is saying everything that you've been saying to other women.
Well, Pearl don't want you.
Who don't subscribe. No, you don't want Pearl. And it's because Pearl's not attractive enough. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's when I say go after, because technically you're attracted to what Pearl is saying. You're attracted to women like Pearl.
Right.
And she would give you everything that you're asking for because she thinks women should be at home. They should be barefoot, pregnant in the kitchen, no job. They should defer to their men, but Pearl is single. Y'all are not, that's not who, and this is on both sides. That's not what people are going after, right? They're going after like some man who may subscribe to the Passport Bro Life or the 5B movement may, I'm just going to use myself as an example, may see me and be like, okay, this is the type of woman that I want to go for.
Right.
I'm not your type because I don't subscribe to that. But when I don't subscribe to that, now I become everything but a child of God because I'm not who you're looking for in that aspect.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I mean when I say go after your type. I don't mean it in the sense of like people that aren't good for you, but if you're attracted to, there's the Hotep men and then there's the Hotep women, why don't y'all get together? Why y'all trying to turn everybody else into what you want?
Yeah, it's superficial, I think, a lot of this attraction business that these people are talking about, because there's so many different things that you can be attracted to. Also, attraction is one of those things that can grow and that can and that can wane as well. I'll give you a couple of different examples. Been with my wife now for 18 years. We weren't always husband and wife, but like I've been with her for 18 years. And like, we just recently had a conversation. We're both more attracted to each other now, 18 years later, than we were back then. And you couldn't tell us we weren't attracted to each other back then. It was a problem.
Right.
It was so, it's just one of those things that it can grow over time for many different reasons. And another example, you could be all of the things that I like, have all the features, all of the things. And then you start to talk and open your mouth and say some nonsense. And it's just like, I just can't see the same attraction. And I know that some men are going to be like, well, you know, I'll still take her down and do all of that type of stuff. But like, at the end of the day, when the sex is over, what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, that's the same thing that I'm trying to say.
I totally agree with that. But the problem is for a lot of these men in this red pill movement is they want women who think like Pearl but look like Megan Fox. And there's not a lot of women that are, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, Pearl is literally telling you everything that you want to hear. Like she's, and the reality is men of the red pill movement who would probably be a part of this whole 5B movement have gone online and said, the reason why we won't date Pearl is because Pearl's not attractive. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I mean when I say like, go at, because you're not attracted to women. Yeah. If you can't take me as I am and you want me to subscribe to whatever your ideal woman is, right. And it's not me, you're not attracted to me. You're attracted to how I look.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So go after who you're attracted to.
Yeah. This is a big part of the reason why these relationships don't last. Like, cause it's built on absolutely nothing. You can't build, you can't build a mansion on sand. Right. Like as soon as there's a bit of,
I mean, with the right amount of money,
as soon as there's a nice storm or a nice wind or whatever, that's gone. Like you need a solid foundation to build upon. And these people don't ever look to do that type of due diligence. And so can't be mad and for y'all. I can't be sad for y'all because, like, you know, this whole incel culture and like all of these type of things or whatever. It's like, I'm never one to, you know, call myself attractive or anything, but like when it's bath time, I turn the shower on. Y'all thought I was gonna do a dad joke on the 100th episode? What, are y'all crazy? This is great.
Yo, when I tell you I can't stand you.
Nah, but in all
the shower on.
In all,
but you know what it is too?
Go ahead.
People refuse to have conversations with each other. Everybody wants to be right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know like y'all always make fun of me because of like not my standards per se, but my rules and whatever.
Yeah.
But I also know what I want, and it would be foolish of me to date somebody that isn't what I want in totality.
Right.
Right. And when I say totality, obviously, and I've said this, like if I ended up with a millionaire boyfriend, would I be happy? Of course. Who wouldn't be? If he had the certain things that I was looking for.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But if he were a millionaire and again, he opens his mouth and he was dumb.
Mm.
Have y'all met me? That's not gonna last.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I'm also not like, even if I say I were attracted to NBA players or something like that, right? I also know what NBA players are attracted to for the most part, and they typically don't look like me. So am I gonna now make it my business to be like, let me go after this NBA player because I know I'm not his type? Why would I put myself through that? So that's what I mean. Like, go after what you're attracted to, but also who's attracted to you.
What I want to say, especially as we look for this blind date for you,
I need to see a picture.
Like I was just mentioning, the foundation. All right,
mm-hmm.
There are different things that are more important than his six pack or whatever people find attractive, right? People grow attraction in other places. Whereas you're like, oh my God, this thing is cool. This thing is cool. All these different things. This is not typically the person that I would go for, but like he's hitting on all these, on all these levels. And then one day you wake up and you're just like, oh my God, look at how attractive this person is. Like, you know, just because it's not necessarily immediately what you think it is in the first place doesn't mean that that's not what it's going to be.
I get what you're saying.
You never know.
I get what you're saying. And I agree. I just think that, you know, people just need to be realistic. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
People have certain expectations of their partners and they're looking towards people who are not fit for those expectations.
Yeah.
They're looking for them to change in order to fit those expectations. And when they don't, then it becomes Black women are this, Black women are that,
yeah.
Black women are this, or Black men are this, Black men are that. But there are Black people, men and women, who exist that you're looking for. So go date them. Do you know what I mean? Like that's...
It's giving the... Come here, let me holler at you, Ma, and then Ma going to give him any, you know, chance or whatever.
Right.
And then they cuss the same person they was just attracted to out. Like... Make it make sense.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Put out into the universe what you actually want, and allow the universe to attract that thing to you. Don't be putting out like flawed wants and needs and things like that.
Exactly.
You know? But you know, that's me.
That used to piss me off. And I used to be so nice to Ayo Man. No, thank you. Well, fuck you, you dirty. So you was really just trying to holler at somebody that you think is dirty?
I think that's super goofy. Like, I used to look at dudes that I used to hang around do that, and I'd be like, are you stupid? Like, it made no sense to me. Like, you just thought that she was hot. Like, what are we talking about?
And then the reality is, your response to your point, which you made earlier, like, if you respond differently, and this is a place that I walk past frequently.
Yeah.
There's a good at that. I may think about that. Like, you know what? He wasn't that bad when I told him I wasn't interested.
Listen, people don't realize, but Steve Urkel ended up with Laura at the end.
He sure did.
So I'm just saying. Not Stephon. Steve Urkel.
She turned Stephon right on down and was loving her some Steve Urkel.
All right.
Okay.
So
talking about crazies, did you watch Baby Reindeer?
Okay. This thing, it was going so viral all over the internet. I was like, even though I hate Netflix, I might as well give this thing a chance. Gave it a little chance. But you know, I work really hard, so I fall asleep on things. So I didn't get to finish it, but I got the full gist of what's going on. It didn't help that she was Scottish. And it was like, I got to be listening really deeply to understand what's going on. But yes,
you know what's wild? When my best friend came here to stay with me, like for a visit one time, I'd never had the closed captions on.
Yo. Okay.
And she was like, she was like, what is wrong with you? And so she put the closed caption on, and now my life is
okay. So today, y'all gonna call me old, and I don't care. I've been watching television with closed captions for like at least 5 to 6 years. 5 to 6 years. My wife was just like, grandma. What's wrong with you? Yo, first of all, to your point, it does help out with understanding of what's kind of going on at the same time. Also, when people are sleeping or something like that, you can be fully into a show.
Yeah.
And not disturb anybody. Like, there's so many uses for closed captioning. It's amazing.
We were watching. What was I making her watch? I made her watch some scary movie because she doesn't like scary movies.
Right.
And she was like, I don't know what they just said. And then I like said the line like verbatim because it was like one of my favorite movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, you don't have closed captioning on. That's what I just realized. And then she put it on both of my TVs. So now I'm like changed because I can't not watch something without closed caption now.
Listen.
So spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Baby Reindeer and you think you're going to watch Baby Reindeer, skip this part for like the next, I don't know, 5 minutes.
If you watch on YouTube, there's chapters, so you can just go straight to the next chapter.
Oh yeah, you can go straight to the next chapter. There you go. So Baby Reindeer is a show that's based on the true life of the writer and actor of the show, Richard Gadd, and his real life experience with a stalker.
Yeah.
And he had like, he has a one-man stage show where he basically talks about the whole ordeal of his life, that includes the trauma of his stalker. And as you watch the show, you realize that it's not about her at all. She was just a catalyst that led him to realize that he had been sexually assaulted by someone that he had trusted early on in his career.
Right.
So in Baby Reindeer, Richard Gadd, who this is his life story again, portrays a character named Donnie Dunn, who encounters a woman named Martha. Martha becomes obsessed with him. Like he was at a show bombing and she like laughed and they had like a little audience comedian interaction.
Yeah.
And that was all it took. Okay. She was showing up at that man's house. She was at his job. He friended her on Facebook. She went back, looked at his old girlfriends and was like, who's this heifer? You don't need to be hanging out with these types of trollops. Like, she was on that man's neck.
I'm laughing when I shouldn't be laughing. This is crazy.
You know what's funny is because when I started the show, I thought it was going to be comedic. Like, I thought it was going to be like a dark comedy.
Yeah.
In a sense. Like, I'm going to see things like, ha, ha, ha.
Just dark.
And it was just pure dark. And I was like, what did I? I didn't sign up for
this. Please, Jhené. Oh, please. You'd be shooting 12-year-old bitches in Call of Duty. So what are we talking about?
Last time, them little bitches was trying me, and I had 93 kills to their 5. Try me if you want to. Pew, pew, motherfucker.
Talking about, what did I sign up for? You watch horror stories to go to sleep. Come on. What are you talking about?
But I know what I signed up for that. I didn't sign up for that, for this. I thought I was going to laugh at stuff that were like, you know, inappropriate at times. Uh-huh. Anyway, Donnie or Richard, whoever, gets into a relationship with a transgender woman.
Okay.
Martha finds out. Martha goes crazy. He's kind of teeter-tottering?
Sure.
Whatever. He's sure. going back and forth. I can't think right now. He's going back and forth on his relationship with this transgender woman. Like, she kisses him on a train and, like, he gets off and, like, leaves her there. They end up going out on a date. Somehow Martha finds out. She pulls up on a date and, like, her and the transgender woman start fighting.
I definitely fell asleep in this part. I did not see that one.
The transgender woman's like, you got to get this together.
Oh, man.
He basically tells Martha to leave him alone. She ends up getting arrested and going to jail. But then it really takes a dark turn because you realize that a lot of this started because he was sexually assaulted by a man that he thought was an agent slash like mentor to him, who would essentially get him high and drunk. And then while he was in an inebriated state, perform sexual acts on him without his consent. And this had gone on for quite some time. And when he finally realized it, it kind of triggered like this moment for him where he became like the person that he is now, where he kind of was able to tell his family, talk about it. He has not revealed who that person is.
That don't stop the internet.
The internet has gone after a few people, all of whom he said that's not the person. One person is like an actual star now. And he's like, y'all have got to stop because the cops pulled up to my house.
Right.
I didn't even know him back then.
Right.
Funny enough, Martha has revealed herself because she just did an interview with Piers Morgan.
What? And Piers Morgan, that's the person?
That's the person she chose. Oh my
God. Well, and if she's that crazy, that would make sense, I guess.
And Piers may have bitten off more than he could chew because I think he's her next object of obsession because it's a little crazy. God. Like, she's obviously lying about her interaction with Richard Gadd or whatever. And Piers definitely catches her up in a couple of lies. Like, she's saying he left her a voicemail saying something, but she didn't have his number. And then Piers is like, well, then how did you leave him a voicemail? Like,
right.
There's a lot of things, right. But she also was saying things about Piers that you're just kind of like, was you researching Piers too, ma'am? Because, so she definitely needs help. And I don't think that, I mean, Piers Morgan is not the brightest crayon in the box anyway. I don't think you give someone like her attention because she feeds off of it. So it's going to become, it's not the end of the story.
Right.
That's what I'll say.
Right. Wow. Yeah. It's crazy. I keep telling y'all I come from the entertainment business, television, film, all of that. Like, this is predominantly one of the reasons why I don't allow my children to get into the industry. And we're not talking about children here, but like, these people are predators for adults. What do you think they're doing with children? Look at that documentary that was just popping a couple of weeks ago about the Nickelodeon kids or whatever. Like, this is crazy. This is really crazy. If you don't have a good head on your shoulders and you're really trying everything that you can to make it, like, you'll fall for a lot of different things and allow a lot of things to happen and keep happening over and over again. Like, this is kind of a cautionary tale, but it's terrible.
But it's like, even if you have a good head on your shoulders, people are so predatory.
Yeah.
And some people are so good at being predators that like it could be too late. Yeah. Like, you could literally do everything right and still get caught up in a predator's web because they're just that good. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's scary. This world is scary.
Yeah.
Speaking of scary.
Oh boy.
Keith Lee had some collard greens he did not like. And
oh man,
I had never seen such a reaction from Keith Lee to the point where I don't like collard greens myself personally.
I don't know why.
It just doesn't do it for me.
You just haven't had good collard greens. This is again the grits conversation. You just gotta get people to cook food for you that know how to cook. I'm just saying. I'm going to shout out my friend again in Staten Island. Shawnee's House is the best.
You know what?
The best soul food restaurant on Staten Island. I take the Verrazano Bridge over from Brooklyn and back just to get this food. She just made it to the New York Times.
Top
50 restaurants.
Pete Wells, the New York times. I was going to ask if you saw. I was literally just about to ask if you saw that, that she was mentioned.
Well, it's as, top 100 restaurants in New York. Yeah. And she's number 50.
She was on there. Listen.
I don't lie. I don't lie about my food. I'm just saying. And this is my personal friend. You know I know her. Is? She's great. And she will make you feel like it's home. That's why she calls it Shawnee's house. Just saying.
You know what it is with collard greens is most of the other stuff that they put in with the greens, I'm not a fan of.
Okay.
So then that taints the whole thing for me.
Back to Keith Lee.
So he was in Michigan and had gotten a DM from a restaurant asking him to try them out as a part of the family food tour.
I DM'd him to go. Did. When he was in New York, I DM'd him to go to my friend's restaurant, Shawnee's house. Just saying, he didn't show up for that. I don't know how people's DMs get through to this man, but he somehow finds
DMs. He'll get there eventually. I can't imagine how many people are in his DMs right now. You should probably also DM his wife.
Okay.
So in a clip that has now gone viral, he literally gagged at the greens after he tasted them. He already had some issues because he spent around $90 on the food. I think it was 3 plates of food, but the wait time for the food was 1.5 hours, which
that's crazy.
My patience
that's crazy.
Would not survive.
Crazy.
Would not even. I'm going home. What do you mean 1.5 hours? Like, no.
Right.
I could have been at 4 restaurants at that point and had food. Like,
full 4 courses. All 4 courses.
So he did not have a problem with most of the other food that he ate. Like, he said, like, everything else was pretty much well seasoned. Made some things may have been drier than he would have liked. But for the most part, like, everything was going well.
Average. I'd say average. I don't want to say well.
I mean, not well. Well, for Keith Lee, because sometimes he'll be like 2, 3. You know what I mean? Like, he was giving them, like, I think, like, solid, like, 7s, 8s, which is, like, right. In the Keith Lee world, like, that's good.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So he got to them greens, baby. And he put them greens in his mouth and was just full on.
Yeah.
Opened the door, spit them bad boys out, and was like, I cannot. I don't even have a taste for anything else.
I ain't gonna hold you. Them greens looked like they was probably sitting out for days. It looked like it was sitting there. So it somehow got spoiled or something, because I just can't see how you can season other food and don't know how to season collard greens. Like, something happened. Something happened and...
To be honest with you, that's one of the worst things I've had in a long time. It's extremely pungent. It's strong. It's a taste that don't taste like greens. To Lily Bell's benefit, they had a good response. Because other people, you know, a Keith Lee review can go left or it can go right.
Right.
And this one didn't go left. I think they've pretty much evened out. I don't think they necessarily addressed what his problem was, but they kind of showed their process and they said that they'll work on making it better and addressing like the issues that he stated, you know, with the wait time, so forth and so on.
Right.
And it seems like they were a community staple in their neighborhood because people were riding for them.
Yeah.
So I will give them an A for effort because they had a good response to him. And unlike that restaurant in Atlanta that I can't remember who decided to act a fool.
Right.
Ain't been right since.
People learn from mistakes. She's probably a Virgo because, well, she's not a Virgo because them collard greens would have been on point. But people be learning from other people's mistakes. Like, I don't gotta learn lessons multiple times. Like, got you. That's how you.
One time
how,
is enough.
How
for
you
me.
Need to. That's how I need to respond. All right, boom. She had a good response, and hopefully her restaurant thrives and she can grow. So,
let's keep it messy. Shawnee O'Neal is writing a book with her husband, in which she said, "Looking back, I don't know that I ever really was in love with that man." Talking about Shaquille O'Neal, who she married in 2002.
Oh man.
She says in the book that she was in love with the idea of being married to the man I had a family with and was in love with the idea of building a family, building a life together during their marriage. On May 8th, Shaq took to his Instagram to share a message that seemed to be in response to her saying, "I understand. I wouldn't have been in love with me either. Wishing you all the best. All love, Shaq." And then he captioned the post, "Trust me, I get it." Now, this has had people up in arms. Mm. For a multitude of reasons, because they're like, why would she go out and talk about Shaq, so forth and so on. But I remember when Shaq wrote his book, I did not read it. But I remember Shaq wrote a book about his life. And to be 100% honest, I'm not mad at Shawnee because Shaq was not faithful to her and was cheating on her in her face throughout their whole entire marriage. And I think that's where this stems from.
Right.
And no matter what, and I think it's telling personally that no matter what Shawnee says about this man, Shaq is always just like, I get it. Like, he's never come back and be like, you was wrong, right. You scallywag, I took you.
Right.
But no matter, Shawnee will get on someplace and be like, that man is an asshole and I can't stand him. And Shaq will go on ESPN and be like, you know, my wife Shawnee was just on TV saying I'm an asshole. And you know what, baby, you're right.
I mean,
so to me, that tells me that there's more to the story than what we know that went on between them.
Right.
And Shaq knows that the vitriol that she gives him is in some places warranted.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess credit to, well, I start with credit to him in the sense that he's more mature than a lot of these people, how they would respond to something like this, in the sense that, you know, he understands how terrible he was and is living up to it and has been living up to bad behavior for the past, you know, as long as I can remember, a couple years or whatever. So, so there's that. Like, I do feel like there's a place, and I feel like people need to see more of this type of like male kind of like taking, I guess,
accountability.
That's the word. But I think a lot of people need to see Black males in general, taking accountability for certain things, just because, you know, like, everybody needs healing. And so, yes, there's that. Yeah. However, I feel like we were just talking about this, building relationships on strong foundations and, you know, things like that. People get into relationships for many different reasons. I can't say that she was ever in love with him. I wasn't her. I wasn't in their relationship. I have no idea. But it's a good possibility she was never in love with him. She was probably in love with the idea of what the relationship meant and what it could bring to her life and like all of that type of stuff. And you know, she said mostly that in the interview. I hate that this is the type of stuff that people who are writing books or have something to promote, this is the fuel that gets people talking. And because the book could potentially be a decent book, who knows? I don't know. But this is what it's
not
built.
My ministry.
This is what it's built around, right? Like,
absolutely not my ministry. So, I mean, to your point, though, I also think we have to be mindful that she could have literally been in a relationship where she was in love with this man and she thought she had a foundation and he rocked that foundation. Mm-hmm. And then the relationship changed in that way, where she started out in love with him.
Right.
And things happened that made her realize, you know, she stuck around obviously because they had kids and the lifestyle, whatever. But, you know, to her credit, I think, I mean, neither one of us are her, but maybe she did love him and whatever he did rocked her so much to the core that it was just kind of like that foundation was no longer solid because he took a sledgehammer to it.
The difference is that's not what she said. She said she don't think she was ever in love with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think she's saying that now because she has a new husband. I think she's saying that now because she has a new husband. Because let's be honest.
Yeah.
If you were never truly in love with him, then you would not have been with him for as long as you were.
I don't think so. That's a flawed.
They have four kids.
That's a flawed statement.
They have him and Shawnee got 12 kids together. He was not going to let you. He was taking care of you even after y'all got divorced.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think she's saying that now because of, you know, you look back on things. Yes. Was she? I do think she was, because you, yes, people get into relationships for a whole
so many reasons.
I don't think that this woman, who even after getting divorced never reclaimed her own last name, still walking around as Shawnee O'Neal, did not at some point love this man. And that's just the reality for me.
I don't know,
because either way, even if she would have went back to Shawnee, whatever her maiden name is, publicly, she would have still been Shawnee O'Neal to a whole bunch of people because that's how we met her.
Right.
But if you wanted to reclaim what was yours and you never thought you loved him or this was a whatever type of relationship, the minute you were done with that relationship, because their kids were grown by the time they got divorced, let's be real.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Shawnee McKenzie.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that simple. I think people keep their names for many different reasons, like especially professionally. look at Kris Jenner. She's like the momager of the century. And, you know, she's completely not with Caitlyn anymore. And she's still Jenner. But she's still Jenner.
She wanted to go back to Kardashian, and her daughters told her absolutely not, because your two youngest daughters are what matters, and they're Jenner, so your ass is going to remain a Jenner.
Okay.
The fact that she didn't even want to go back, yeah, that's not a good example.
New point. My wife, her maiden name, she was building a career, like we helped build her career before we got married. Like she was building a career before me, and we built that career before we got married. So she was definitely known as her maiden name. So on paper, she has my last name. But on business, it's the other name. It's the maiden name. And it just makes sense. Yeah. It just makes sense. And
no, I get
like,
it.
You know.
I get it. I just think for someone to spit so much vitriol about this person, you want to rid yourself of, you would have wanted to rid yourself of them earlier. You know what I mean? Like, that's just my two cents.
All this is to sell a book, and it's annoying. It's annoying that this is what it's come stupid. Down to. But like, you know.
We're not buying.
Shaq has other issues. I'm hearing he's dating somebody that's 21 at 53.
He's not.
And so I don't know.
She's not actually 21. One of her friends got online and was like, she's not 21.
What is the age?
She may look like she's 21. What's the age? He never said, the friend never said even if, the age, but the friend said, uh-huh, this was on uh-huh, Elon's app, uh-huh, at, what did he say? That he knows her and this is his friend and she's actually not 21 years of age. She's a full grown adult.
Okay.
I'm going to assume she's in her 30s.
What I'm saying is,
but listen, he was also saying Ice Spice was hot. So who the fuck?
Exactly. All I'm saying is, let's just say she's 31. Let's give her 10 years, right? Let's say she's 31. He's 53. He was a full adult.
Listen,
and she wasn't even a thought yet.
You already know my thoughts on that. I still think it's gross. I think it's gross. I know it's gross. You want to know what else is gross? Eric Adams on Drink Champs.
Here we go again. What else is new? Here we go.
So I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I cannot watch the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. Because Eric Adams makes my ass itch. Mm. And I started it. And within the first 30 minutes, I don't even think I lasted 30 minutes. Oh, I turned it off because I have never wanted to hit somebody in a solar plexus as much as I want to hit Eric Adams in his solar plexus, because he is a jackass and a lie. Okay. If Eric Adams is speaking, he is lying. And this whole interview was nothing but lies. So let's get to it.
You might want to get a baby wipe, though. I don't know why he makes your ass itch. But go ahead.
He makes my ass itch. So first of all, it started off with Noriega. Noriega annoyed me in the beginning too, talking about some Eric Adams is one of us.
He actually might be one of our, Eric Adams is a Virgo, and I think Noriega also is a Virgo.
Why would you mention these things on our 100th episode? I don't understand.
I tell you this all the time. We are nuanced.
Eric Adams is a liar. He's lying about his date of birth. He's not born on September 1st. He's a liar. He is not a Virgo.
Both him and Noriega, both Virgos.
So anyway, Noriega annoyed me starting the episode of talking about some Eric Adams is one of us. Eric Adams then comes out talking about some people call him the hip hop mayor. What people, Eric?
It's people. It's not me. Never once.
What people, Eric?
Never once.
Don't nobody call you the hip hop mayor. Never. We haven't even. Just lying. Do you hear me? Just lying. Then he got on there on talking about, what did he say? Cash. Mira, cállate. Thank you. He's bilingual.
Ghetto.
Very ghetto. He got on that podcast just talking, or as I like to call it, draking, and nobody pushed him back on anything.
Oh, man.
Okay? Nobody pushed back on anything. So this is why when people say they're not political, I call bullshit, because why would Noriega, who is not political, and I could tell he's not political by the conversation that he had with Eric Adams, have Eric Adams on his podcast? Eric Adams got on there talking about some, he's from Brooklyn, you know, he's one of us. He grew up with hip hop. You did not grow up with hip hop, sir. You were a cop during hip hop's greatest moments. You were out here probably arresting people like Noriega, who made it a point to get on this podcast, talk about something. He used to get locked up when he was outside smoking weed. And now Eric Adams made marijuana, smoking weed, legal in New York. Lie.
How could the mayor make this legal? I don't get it.
He's not political, so he wouldn't know that.
I don't get it.
And then Noriega said that he met Eric Adams. The first time he met Eric Adams was at a Nas party. Another goddamn Virgo. Why?
I'm hearing about this the first time because I did not watch. And thank you.
First of all, why is the mayor at a Nas party? Why is the mayor at a Nas's party? Why?
He was that's like, it's my birthday month. You know how people be like, yeah, it's not just my birthday. It's my birthday month. I'm celebrating all month. You know that.
Makes my ass itch. Okay. I know you say he's a Virgo. I say he's lying about being a Virgo. I don't care. I don't care what nobody say.
Okay.
He lied about being from Brooklyn. They asked him to name five people from Brooklyn. He said Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. And then he said, after they basically fed it to him, Little Kim could not name five people from Brooklyn.
Five people or five rappers?
Five people. Like,
no way, Janae. No way. No way.
He couldn't even say Hakeem Jeffries, the Speaker of the House.
I don't know.
Because he is from Jersey. I don't care what y'all say. That man is from Jersey. He lying. He is lying.
Like you.
Then they started talking about...
You look down upon us from your penthouse views from Jersey. You got the nice view of New York, you know? That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
But I rep Harlem till I die. I don't care what nobody say. Sure, I'm still a Harlem girl. Sure. Anyway, then they started talking about the migrant problem. And that's where I really started to turn it off because Noriega kept saying migrate instead of migrant. Oh, God. They kept talking about it.
Oh, God.
And I already knew that this conversation was not going to go nowhere, so then I cut it off. And then I just kept watching clips where he was talking about he got rebaptized with people on Rikers. Where, Eric? I seen Al Sharpton with the Brita water filter blessing you. I ain't seen not nearly one inmate standing next to you that whole goddamn time. And then today in my Tufts group, they sent me a picture with this idiot in a shirt with Brooklyn across his chest, Brooklyn, USA, or some shit like that, talking about something. He's going to Rome. Why is he going to Rome? Because ideas need to be shared with Rome, Eric Adams, with Rome.
I don't know. I don't really ever get the logic, but you know, he gonna do what he gotta do. I told you PTO kicked in. He's going to Italy. What you mean? Why would he not go to Italy? He just came back from Miami. He gotta go places.
Something about tourism and some other nonsense. Have you seen the tourism in Rome? Because they don't have it together, Eric. They don't have it together. I've seen it. I've seen the reality from what they show you on Instagram versus what it really looked like out there in Rome. They don't have it together. This whole pickpockets out there that really just be running up on you, stealing your whole wallet and dipping, and you're going to share ideas with Rome?
I'm at a loss for words. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, every time I try, there's nothing else for me to say.
Talk about some, he's only been doing this for 2 years. Give him time. Time for
it's
what,
not
Eric?
Been 2 years. To open, what make are you sure talking that, about? It's not been 2 years.
To make up La Marina so that you could go out there with your goddamn wife beater on, or excuse me, tank top on and an earring in your ear? Is that what you want, Eric?
I guess it is 2 years, 2.5 years, because he didn't, when did he start in office?
I don't know. It's been too long. That's what I know. It's been too long. Oh, it's time for him to go.
Oh, man. There's no real reason for you to be this upset. You don't live here.
My family and loved ones live there. I commute there. I see what's going on. I was a New Yorker when he was running, and I told people, do not vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not vote for him.
But you decided,
he's a black man.
You could have voted differently, but you decided to take your ass to Jersey right before the election so that you could vote for some white man over there. You could have voted for a white man over here. What do you mean?
First of all, I was voting for Maya. She is not white and she's not a man. Okay. She was a black woman. And I was like, get her in office. But then nobody listened to me. Everybody wanted to vote for this cop.
You're supposed to show and prove. You're supposed to lead by example. You could have stayed here with your residents here until after the election and then move your ass over there. That's what you could have done.
My mortgage was kicking in on October 1st of that year. So my ass was moving in on October 1st of that. Okay. Because what we not going to do is pay a mortgage and not live where I pay the mortgage.
Listen, Rich Auntie could do it. Rich Auntie got purses. What you mean? There's money in there.
Can I just tell you how it's a vibe drinking this water from this wine glass? I may have to drink all my drinks from this wine glass. I'm loving
I'm happy because we started this show out and that was hard liquor before. Hard liquor and wine. So I'm glad. Look at you.
We used to get it in the beginning.
Social anxiety in the beginning because it was just like, and we wasn't even on camera at the time. I don't know what was going on.
It was just audio. We was wild.
Sad life.
Anyway, right after we recorded last week, Kendrick Lamar and Aubrey.
Don't get me started today because we wasn't going to put that last episode out. It was just too good not to put out because we was going to have to re-record that damn episode because how? Why, sir?
Literally, that weekend, Aubrey and Kendrick decided that they were going to put out respective diss tracks.
Tell me about it.
Aubrey put out his response to Kendrick's scathing diss track, Euphoria, and 616 in L.A., or 616 in L.A.
Yeah, there we go.
With Family Matters, which had the internet up in arms. They were like, oh, my God, Drake is in his bag. It's over. Kendrick is not ready.
For 2 seconds.
No, Kendrick is not ready. Only for Kendrick to take 15, 20 minutes to drop Meet the Grams, which was a very dark and sinister response to Family Matters.
It was so eerie. Oh, my Lord.
Like, so eerie. In which Kendrick... So, in Family Matters, Drake basically addressed everything that Kendrick spoke about in Euphoria, for the most part.
Yeah.
But also, mostly, he spent more of his time, in my personal opinion, taking shots at A$AP Rocky, The Weeknd, and Metro Boomin. Yeah. He saved like the end of it for Kendrick, and you know, thought he had it in the bag, and then Kendrick was basically like Uno reverse, bitch.
Hate that game, by the way. I hate that game with a passion.
I love me some Uno.
Hate it.
Because ain't nothing better than throwing down a +4 when somebody think they got you with a +2.
Oh, we fighting. We are fighting. That's a fighting game.
So Kendrick in Meet the Grams addresses everybody from Adonis to Drake's parents to his alleged daughter that he is also hiding from the world.
Whew.
Let me tell you something. Kendrick started Meet the Grams saying, "Dear Adonis, I'm so sorry that that man is your father."
First of all, I'm thoroughly entertained by all of what's going on. However, I thought children were always off, like you couldn't talk about children. However, that seems not to be the case at all when it comes to this type of stuff. Even though it was, like, I think Kendrick was as respectful as he could be towards the children, while at the same time being as disrespectful to their father, if we want to believe the other one. So man is a genius, but like I don't know that I like the children involved.
So after doing my little due diligence or whatever, Kendrick has basically always said to Drake through the battle when he first started is, let's keep it PG. If you don't get dirty, I won't get dirty.
Right.
In which Drake then talked about his wife, claiming that his kids don't belong to him or his son don't belong to him because it's his manager, whoever Dave Freeze is to Kendrick. I don't know. Right. I forget at this point. Right. Is actually his father.
Right.
To which Kendrick then basically said, so let's do this. Like, if you want to do it, let's do this.
Don't tell lies about me and I won't tell truths about you. Like, that's what.
Listen. The fact that Kendrick laid everything out in Euphoria, because I had to go back and listen to Euphoria, and Kendrick literally says in Euphoria, you're literally going, you've listened to Mr. Morale and that's what you're going to use to come at me, but you didn't really listen to the album.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which Drake proved his point in Family Matters, because the things that he said in Family Matters, some of the things that he said in Family Matters came directly from Mr. Morale, and songs that basically Kendrick was saying, like for example, when Drake said that he understands now why Kendrick is so caught up in pedophilia, because he was like touched as a child or some shit like that.
Here we go. Here we go with this.
And Kendrick was basically like, And the song that you're referencing, I'm actually talking about my mother. My right. mother asked me if I was, if my cousin was touching me, and I told her no. And that's because of her own trauma, because she was touched growing up.
Yo, Jhené, I saw a thing. Yo, the internet has been top notch for this past week. I saw a thing. Oh, it was a white tenured professor on the internet, took like breaking things down, and was just like, sir, that's actually not exactly what he was saying. What he was saying, if you listen to the record, I was like, not a tenured professor breaking things down for you. This is crazy.
What's crazy for me is that if you go back and listen to Euphoria, like every time I listen to Euphoria, another layer gets unveiled.
I'm clearly not smart enough.
Like, that goes against towards like family matters. And I'm like, yo, Kendrick, literally, like if you didn't think there was a leak or a mole in Drake's camp that does not fuck with him, I don't know what else to tell you. Because Kendrick literally told you what was going to happen. Okay. Told his mother that I don't know what kind of son you raised, but he got some real freaky shit going on over there. And I don't, you know, you and Dennis may need to address this. Basically told Dennis, you failed as a father, sir. You have failed this man as a father.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah. Told his daughter, like, I'm so sorry that your father has basically kept you hidden in the shadows for as long as he's kept you hidden. But baby girl, you are loved. You are you are special. And you deserve better. Told Adonis, you're not going to understand this now, but listen to this song again when you're 18 years right. old. Disrespectful.
Told Adonis that he's black, regardless of what anybody's going to tell him. Yeah. Meanwhile, Adonis is 3/4 white. So I just...
Adonis is... Listen.
Drake is more black than Adonis. I cannot.
Meet the Gram was so disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
So then, also in Family Matters, Drake also said, like, people don't really listen to you, Kendrick, because, like, you don't even make music that people can dance to.
Oh, God. They not like us.
Like, so then Kendrick drops, like, a couple hours later after we got over the depressing shit that was Meet the Grams.
Yo, it was so eerie. Kendrick dropped,
They Not Like Us. I have literally only listened to Meet the Grams like maybe 3 times because it's so dark that I just could not. So then he drops They Not Like Us.
Oh my God.
And my goodness. First of all, I'm not even a fan of Mustard's beats. I am an East Coast girly. Yeah. I can get, like, if there's a single that drops and, like, it moves me, it'll move me. You know what I mean? But I'm not, like, tapped into West Coast artists at all, right?
I don't know why.
I can't relate. I sat here, heard the intro to Not Like Us, and was like, where is this going? And then her Mustard on that beat. And I'm over here like, they not like that. Like,
I don't think I've ever wanted to be a hoodlum as bad as I have in the past couple days.
Me?
Like, literally, too. I was just like, you know, how can I practice a crip walk without anybody seeing me do it? Because this song is too good. The song is too good.
Let me tell you something. Kendrick, in this song, is like
massacring with precision and still a bop at the same time.
You told that man that you don't put out songs that people can dance to, and this Negro gave us a summer anthem.
OVO, we were disingenuous last week by naming that episode OVO.
Yo,
but. No. Literally, that's the term of the summer. OVO.
Listen, first of all, starting off the song with, this is what I meant to say, whispering, I see dead people, Kendrick.
He's having too much fun.
Too much fun. Said, I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Talking about, what's that basketball player? I can't remember his name right now. That had a baby with the 13-year-old when he was an adult. That's what this is in reference to.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking. That's what he's talking about with that. Yeah. Drake had a photo with that same basketball player on his Instagram.
Well, of course.
At his house.
Well, of course.
Like, coming to watch a game. Where's that photo now? Deleted. Also said, beat your ass and hide the Bible if God is watching. Sir, God already saw what you did. Hiding the Bible, not gonna help. God already saw what you did, sir. He already saw what you did. He already saw what you did.
Yeah.
Talked about how he basically goes to, how he uses other rappers to like validate himself.
That's, yeah.
From, evident. He said, did Cole foul? I don't know why he brought Birdman into this, because now I know Birdman going to be out here clapping at some point. And I didn't know he slept with Lil Wayne's girlfriend and then went and got a tattoo about him, got a tattoo with Lil Wayne on his back, on the back of his arm as a way of apology.
He's weird. Sucker. He's weird, yo. He's been weird. I told y'all this from a long time ago, but like, he's just weird.
As the former number one Aubrey hater.
you giving up the title. You had no other choice.
Kendrick, that's all Kendrick. But the validation that I feel for something that I have been saying, I have argued. Let me tell you how many times I have argued with people about how disingenuous I feel Drake is as an artist. And people have told me, no, that's not true. You never said, you weren't like one of those people that I was like, no.
I'm not.
That's like, I have said from the beginning, I don't like how he hops from region to region. Right. I have said that from, I admit, when he first had his mixtape Drake.
Yeah. My thing is,
My thing is,
I always thought that he was a good rapper. Like, he makes good music sometimes, a lot of times, actually. But I just think him as a person is a weirdo. Like, he's always been that. Like, it's so crazy.
When Kendrick said, if you struck a chord, it better be A minor. And then the music heads online basically told me that he actually sang that song in A minor. That chord.
I don't know. I got to check, because I'm pretty good with like pinpointing notes. I don't think it was an A minor, but it was very, very close.
They said it was
very close.
It was like, it's like an A, B, what was it? A, B something, which essentially when you put it together becomes A minor. It was something that I saw.
Interesting.
My musical ear is not.
I'm gonna check it out.
But So Kendrick releases the summer anthem that had people whopping all over every place. Then had the nerve to end it. Don't want some, they not like us. They not like us. Whop, 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 whop. Step like this, then step like that.
Tell me.
Gave people a whole choreographed song.
Jhené, when Beyonce invites me to the hoedown, you think they not going to play this song? You think this is not going to be played?
Do you not think, let me tell you something. When Beyonce's in her bag during the Cowboy Carter World Tour.
Oh my God.
And she's going to release a song that's just for her haters. You think they not going to play that intro? I see dead people.
Yo, I've been to two tours of Beyonce now where she's brought Kendrick out. What's going to be different?
Listen,
what's going to be different?
And then this is how you know. So, and then Drake released a very subpar. He could have kept that in the Arsenal song, the Heart Six, where he basically said, I'm going on vacation. Sir, that's not how battle rap works.
This is the second time he's gone on vacation. Remember, he was supposed to go on vacation because of health issues after For the Dogs or whatever that album was called. I told him to take a break at that point. Oracle, because here, like, if he was on break, this would have never happened. So I'm just saying.
No, this was going to happen because Kendrick was beat. This was going to happen because Kendrick was, the way Kendrick released these with precision, with pinpoint precision, Kendrick was beat.
Yo,
so this was going
to happen. This is another thing I wanted to mention. I am convinced. So the way I envision Kendrick approaching stuff is like, you know, when you're watching movies and like TV shows or whatever, and detectives are trying to figure out, there's that one detective that's just so much better than all the rest of the detectives, and he's working on this case, and he's like, he can't do it at the office because he don't have enough space. Now he has a whole room. He has like bulletin boards and all sorts of clippings and all of that stuff, like cork board and like, you know, thumbtacks and like, you know, little like threads going from one thing to the next and all of that. That's I think that's exactly how Kendrick works on music, because there's no way, even 6:16 in LA, the name, the title, the cover, all of that stuff. So many different meanings in 6:16 is crazy. Like, he's like, you know what? We're starting from the cover. We're starting from the title. We're not even in the song yet, but I'm just going to give them all these little things, all these little, what do you call it? Easter eggs? Like, it's mm-hmm. too good. There's no way.
You know what was wild is, so one of the things that has always made Drake successful in his whole little I'm the king, whatever, has always been his social media approach to everything, right? Like dropping his little memes on Instagram or whatever, yeah. and keeping people like, Drake is clever. The fact that Kendrick Lamar basically just got on Twitter and just dropped the YouTube links, nothing else, and then went on about his business and beat him at his own game yeah. is wild. Another thing that I heard was that, I think in Family Matters, Drake mentioned something about like, go be a money tree, or like, you're not a money tree because people don't make money off of him because of like copyright strikes or some shit, like when they use his songs. And influencers have basically come out and said that he's released all of that during this period so that people who have talked about this and who have been using his audio can actually make money, and they've been making like good money these past couple what? Of this past like 2 weeks talking about this.
Some of these things on social media is just like, the numbers, I'm like, y'all gotta send some of this money over to Kendrick and Drake for that matter, because y'all never seen these type of numbers ever.
The fact that children, I saw a video where somebody said, what song you want to listen to? And a little baby girl said, Oviho. And they played Not Like Us. I saw somebody's library. Use Not Like Us as a backtrack.
Oh my God.
And go into the library and pick up like a Kendrick Lamar book, like a book about Kendrick Lamar and his lyricism versus something, and then like another book.
Too good.
Okay. Allegedly, I don't know if this is true, but I saw it on, I think it was Complex. I don't know if they fact checked this or not. Even Joe Biden and Kamala have allegedly used, I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, to talk about Donald Trump.
No.
Allegedly.
Way.
I'm trying to see where it is so I can share it with you, because I only saw it in that one place.
I have to see it.
But never in our lives, and we've come up through, we grew up with a lot of the world's, hip hop's biggest beats.
Yeah.
Has anything done like this? Kendrick has also now, all of his albums have basically outperformed or currently outperforming everything that Aubrey has dropped as of late.
And these are the same Aubrey stands that are just like, you know, why wasn't all of this stuff like going crazy before this whole beef? It's Drake's reason. Like, Drake's the reason why all of it's going up. I'm sorry. Drake puts out a record every 2 days. And so that's the reason why his streams are up. At the end of the day, when I keep telling you, I told y'all last week, the man drops one thing and it automatically goes to number one. This goes to show you what the people want. They just were, you know, tolerating what was given to them. But now that they're getting what they actually want, they're showing improving in numbers. That's what's happening.
The fact that Kendrick, his old work, has seen an increase in numbers from Damn to Mr. Morale. Like, people have now gone back to listen
Classics.
To his old work
Classics.
Because of this beef
yeah.
and his numbers have, he is number one, like he's breaking records. I know this is driving Aubrey crazy because he was number one across all platforms, not only in the US of A, but also in Canada.
Yeah.
Your own country, sir.
The thing that makes this so diabolical is that Kendrick not only just decimated Drake with lyrics, he psychologically decimated this boy. He was like, how can I tear this boy down? All the things that are important to him. All right. This is why I say I think he has a murder wall or whatever, because it's just like, all right,
Lord.
How do I systematically take him down with this, with this, with this, with this. So now, even when he's trying to recover from one thing, he's hitting him in the ego in another place, in another place. Like, this is a decimation of, like Drake is clever. You said earlier he wasn't clever. Drake is clever. Kendrick is cleverer. I know that's not a word. None of these words are words that I'm saying today, but like, he can't, like, you know, how can anybody top this beef? Like, I just can't understand.
You know what sends me when I think about it? The fact that now whenever Drake tries to make an appearance somewhere, they're going to have to tell the DJ to not play Not Like Us. And if they don't tell the DJ to not play Not Like Us, you know it's going to be on rotation.
Oh, man.
And you're going to have, the fact that there are clubs across the world, not even just America, but across the world that are playing Not Like Us, which basically tells everybody that you are a pedophile and the people that you hang with are weirdos. And that's literally the number one. Apparently, even I saw today that one of his album, Kendrick's album, I don't know if it's Mr. Morale or Damn, but one of his albums may be the number one album in the top Billboard 200 coming up because of how many streams it's been getting, man, as of late.
Let's see.
Like, sir.
Oh, man.
Like, we have never seen anything like this. So much so that the Game has decided that he also wants to try to start a beef with Rick Ross. Oh, I'm here to tell the Game, we don't care.
Oh, God.
Pay that girl the $3 million you owe her for sexually assaulting her. We don't care, sir. Like, we don't care. Please.
Yeah. It's been fun. I'm not even going to lie.
It has been.
I've had a week. I am busy, but like I have been focused on a lot of this stuff. And like I said, I am dumb. I've come to the realization that I'm dumb. A lot of these things come up because I'm still figuring things out. And I assume I'll still be figuring things out when I'm 50. So, you know, the gift that keeps on giving.
Like I told my Tufts group, I can't wait to talk about this with all y'all's kids in the future. Okay. Send them to Auntie Jada so I can talk about this with all y'all's kids in the future. I can break this down for them happily. Once upon a time, there was a rapper that people, they called him a rapper. I called him Aubrey. I can't wait.
I can see it. What you got?
What's the difference between a piano, a tuna, and a pot of glue?
No idea.
You can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuna.
Good.
You're supposed to say, what about the pot of glue?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Slow today. Allergies. What about the pot of glue?
And then I was going to say, I knew you'd get stuck there. Ha ha.
Oh, man, it was too much. It's too involved. I just told y'all I'm dumb. I'm still trying to figure out things with Kendrick. How you expect me to, this six-part joke, like, it's okay. All right. What did the cucumber say to the squash in the club?
What?
Let's turn up.
Yeah. What would bears be without bees?
Airs? It's a thinker. That one's a thinker.
What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle?
Damn. What?
Attire.
Yes. That's good. All right. What do you call a fat psychic?
Oh, God. What?
A fortune teller. A fortune teller.
I just. I hope no one that actually like knows me professionally ever finds this.
They've
podcast.
Definitely found it, and they get their lives every single week.
What do you call a man with a 2-inch penis?
Oh God, Jesus, sad.
No.
What, Janae?
Justin.
That is good.
I have one more that's so
Why
out of
didn't
pocket.
I tell that damn joke? Damn, that was good.
I have one more that's out
that
of pocket.
That was good. All right. I have one that I'm saving for the end, but
okay.
What do you call a person that has had too much to drink?
A drunk?
An Uber. That's a PSA. That's a PSA.
That is a PSA.
All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
No, I have one more. Okay, go ahead. We just found out Grandpa is now addicted to Viagra. Nobody's taking it harder than Grandma.
I definitely told you that joke today.
I don't remember that one.
Definitely told you that joke.
I was so proud of finding that one.
VirgoSeasonShow@gmail.com is the email address. My social media handle is oblackryan. That's at OHBLACKRYAN. And she is at Jhdae, JOYHDAE. I had to help y'all out with that because you would not get it otherwise.
You really wouldn't. And you can also find us on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at Virgo Season Show. Again, that's YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Virgo Season Show. And give us a like, follow, and all that other good stuff. Thank y'all for rocking with us for 100 episodes.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. I'm sorry. I've been sniffling this whole episode. It's been a struggle, but you know, what else is new?
Shout out to my crown for staying on my head this whole episode.
Women all over the world are preferring 88 over 69.
Oh, God. Why?
Because in 88, you get 8 twice. Bye. Season.